presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from another world who has come to Earth as champion of the weak and the oppressed. Superman, who can bend steel in his bare hands and race a speeding bullet to its target, and who mingles with ordinary men disguised as Clark Kent, meek-mannered reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper. As you remember, Clark Kent and Lois Lane, a girl reporter for the Daily Planet, were sent to Melville, an upstate manufacturing town, to investigate a mysterious explosion in a doll factory. Hans Holbein, owner of the factory, claimed the explosion was due to a boiler that blew up. But Kent, as Superman, found otherwise. Digging in the bricks, Superman discovered a case of dolls. But they were not ordinary dolls. The body of each doll contained a metal cylinder filled with a dangerous super explosive, enough to blow up a battleship. Taking his evidence to the police, Kent enlisted the aid of the chief. In the meantime, Lois Lane, who had sought an interview with Holbein at his home, is in the clutches of the doll factory owner and his helper, Joe. Unconscious from fright and apprehension, Lois was carried into the dark ruins of the factory and placed beneath a dynamite-loaded ball that is timed to collapse at 10 o'clock. Unable to locate either Holbein or Lois at the Dow manufacturer's house, Kent and the police chief rush down to the factory to find them there as the town clock tolls the ominous hour of 10. Listen.
Chief, this shoe I just picked up, it belongs to Lois Lane. She's here somewhere.
But where, Kent? Where?
I don't know. Maybe behind that wall. I'm going to look. You stay here, Chief.
All right.
Keep that light out. I'll call if I need you. That sputtering I heard before must be a fuse. But where? Where? Something's going to happen. When it does, I must be prepared. As Superman.
So I'll make the change now, just in case. Now for a look around. What's that near the wall?
Great Scott, it's Lois. Lois Lane stretched out on a pile of bricks. The wall, it's toppling over. Chief, go back. Run, the wall's coming down. Gotta get Lois before that wall crushes. Falling, falling, not a second to spare. Quickly.
Is she all right?
Yes, Chief. That wall missed us by an inch.
I don't understand it. I thought you were both caught under it. It's a miracle. Nothing but a miracle.
Yes, we were lucky at that. You see, I was right. I did hear sputtering. Sputtering of a fuse. Someone put dynamite in that wall to make it collapse.
Not just someone, Kent. It was Holbein and whoever's working with him. I'll see that he goes up for attempted murder if it's the last thing I do.
Help.
She's coming, too.
Oh, help.
Oh, now, everything's all right, Miss Lane. Just take it easy.
Oh, Clark. Mr. Kent. What happened?
Well, that's what we'd like to know.
How did you get here, Miss Lane?
I don't remember. I was interviewing that man, Holbein. I told him Mr. Kent was at the factory looking around. He got very angry. Wouldn't let me leave. I fought with him.
Yes, what happened?
He tied me up and put a gag in my mouth and I guess I fainted.
I get it now. They brought her down here.
Never mind about that now, Chief. The important thing is to locate Holbein. I'd better take you to a hotel, Miss Lane.
Oh, no, you won't, Clark Kent. This is my assignment as much as it is yours. What's this about dynamite?
Well, it's a long story, and you must be tired. I'll tell you some other time.
No, so you'll tell me right now. Why did Holbein flare up when I told him you were looking around the factory, huh?
Because he was hiding something. That factory explosion wasn't caused by a boiler blowing up.
Not by a long shot. It was those dolls.
Dolls? What do you mean?
The dolls Holbein made were only a blind. Each one of them was loaded with a grayish-black powder. A deadly, high-powered explosive.
Enough to blow this whole town sky high.
Yes, but why? What was his object?
That's what we don't know. And won't know until we get our hands on Holbein. And the sooner we do that, the better. I think we'll go back to his house, Chief. Maybe he's there now.
Oh, hold on, Kent. There's something I forgot to tell you.
Huh?
Clean slipped my mind in the excitement.
What is it?
Holbein owns a plane. A two-seater monoplane. Keeps it at the Sudbury Airport.
What?
I'll wager he's heading there right now, figuring on skipping.
Why didn't you tell me? Here we've been wasting all this time. Where is the airport?
Sudbury. It's 5 miles west of Melville on the turnpike. We can drive there in 10 minutes.
I can get there faster alone. See you later.
But now, doesn't that beat all? How on earth does he expect to get there faster than a car will take
him? Oh, it isn't to get there faster, Chief. Just first, to hog all the glory. Where's your car?
It's just down the street.
Well, come on, we're racing to the airport.
No, no sense all of us going to one place. Maybe it would be better if we took a run up to Holbein's house on the chance he's there. Sort of cover all possibilities.
Why, he won't be there. He'll be at the airport, and Ken will catch him. He's just that lucky.
Can't tell. That Holbein slick enough to think he can talk himself out of this without running away. Come on, Miss Lane. Won't be anything more.
Oh, all right, but I'll bet my last dollar Clark Kent comes in with Holbein in a story.
Both Lois Lane and the chief of police are in for a none too pleasant surprise. For even as their car speeds through the darkness, Hans Holbein nervously paces the living room floor of his house, while Joe, his helper, stands at a window with drawn blinds. Listen.
Well, all clear, Mr. Holbein. Stop worrying. Not a chance of this being pinned on us.
Yes, that's what you think. But that car, the one that drove up to the factory while we were fixing the dynamite in the wall.
Well, what about it?
It was a police car. I saw it.
Well, listen, you can talk those cops out of anything. Take it easy, Mr. Holbein. Just take it easy.
What time is it?
At best 10?
7 hours. That's a long time.
What's going to happen in 7 hours?
It'll be dawn. We go to the airport, take the plane, fly to the island. There, we'll be safe until this blows over.
What about the rest of the dolls buried under the bricks?
Aye.
Gonna leave them there with all that stuff in them?
It can't be helped.
But if the wall toppled over on them two reporters, the fella and the girl, they can't do any talking.
Well, I'm not sure what happened. I can't take any chances. There's too much at stake. Look out the window again, Joe.
Yeah.
Still clear.
No, wait a minute. There's a car coming up the street.
Who is it, Joe? Who is it?
How can I tell from here? She's slowing up. Stopping at the curb.
It's a police car.
No, it can't be. That's what it is. Two people getting out. Looks like the chief and Holbein. It's that girl reporter.
Yeah, you see, the wall didn't fall. She got away.
Shh. Coming up the walk. Stand back. This .38 will finish him fast.
No, Joe. Not with a gun. Here, let me talk to him first. Here, you hide the closet, quick.
Open up, Holbein.
One moment, please.
Come on, open up. All right. No funny work now, Holbein. I've got you covered. Up with your hands.
I don't understand.
You will soon enough. Close the door, Miss Lane. Now, what have you got to say for yourself, Holbein?
I'm sorry, but you'll have to explain.
Explain what? The dolls with the black powder inside them?
Yes, and tying me up and throwing me into a closet.
Holbein, we've got you dead to rights. I'm arresting you for manslaughter because 13 people lost their lives when your factory exploded. And if that isn't enough, I'll hold you for the attempted murder of Miss Lane.
That's what you think, copper.
Joe, don't shoot.
All right, then he gets it this way. Now it's your turn, sister.
Joe, stop.
What do you want her to do, blab her mouth off?
Put down that gun, Joe.
All right, it's your funeral.
The chief, he's hurt.
Stay right where you are, Miss Lane. You caused me enough trouble, you and your friend. Now I'll see to it that you remain harmless for a long time.
You can't get away with this.
And I'm not
you can't get away with this. No, let me go.
Watch, you'll scratch your eyes out.
Let me go, I tell you. Let me go. No.
Now, keep quiet. Now, Joe, pack up the bags quickly.
Where are we going?
To the island. We can't wait for dawn.
You're not taking me to any island.
Shut up, sister. We'll take care of you later.
No. I'll handle this, Joe. I know what I'm doing. Now, pack up the bags and make it fast.
You can't get away with this. You can't get away with this. Let me go. Let me go.
Meanwhile, at the Sudbury airport, Superman finds Holbein's plane still in its hangar and no sign of the doll factory owner. He winks swiftly back to Melville, red cloak streaming in the wind, his powerful figure shrouded in protective darkness. The chief must have thought I was crazy to run out on him the way I did. Lois must certainly think I'm trying to hog the story. Well, there are times when what people think is unimportant. I wonder where Holbein did go. It wasn't at the airport, that much I know. Search the place high and low. Look, there are the lights of Melville up ahead. There's the main road. I can see a car running along it. I'll drop down and have another look at the factory. Maybe he's there. Down! Down! No, nobody there. Might as well try the house again. Probably find Lois and the chief there. Faster! Right in Holbein's front yard. I'd better change back to Clark Kent before going in.
There, that does it.
Now, up the steps. No answer. That's funny. I'll try again. Well, if you won't open for Clark Kent...
You'll open for Superman. Here goes. One more. That does it. What the chief on the floor. Chief, what happened?
Holbein. Man came out of the closet.
Yes?
Slugged me.
Chief, what happened to Lois? Miss Lane?
Don't know.
Lois! Miss Lane, where are you? She's gone. Holbein's gone. Oh, why did I ever leave her? Now there's no telling where she is. Wait, hold on. There's something written on the table. Written with a lipstick. Am on island. It's a message she left for me. Am on island. Yes, but what island?
What island is Lois Lane on? Is it the same island to which Holbein and Joe fled? Some bleak, desolate stretch of sand far out in the ocean? What can Superman do in the face of this new development? This new danger. Tune in next time and follow the thrilling story of Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman! Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.